calling all members of the in crowd. If you want to get in on the action, we want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com, or slide in our DMs on IG @faderoutepodcast, or drop us a line on X @faderoutednz. You can find us on Facebook, The Fade Route with DNZ. We're on Spreaker. We're on YouTube, The Fade Route with DNZ. Catch our videos. Like, subscribe, share, tell your friends, and spread the word. Coming at you from the Hey Yo Studios, it's the Fade Route with DNZ. Here are your hosts, D and Z.
Coming at you live from the Ayo studio.
Ayo.
It's the Fade Route with D and Z. I am D, and we've got a great show for you tonight.
Yes, we do.
We've got Boogie Flan decommits from Kentucky. NHL gears up for their playoff run. And Team USA has their 12. We'll begin today's show with NBA's second season, which they also call the playoffs. The Warriors lost last night to the Kings. The Lakers beat the Pelicans. The Heat are playing the 76ers right now. And oh, the joys of getting to watch the Bulls play the Hawks for the right to play Boston in the first round. So, Z, what do you make of the play-in games and the second season that awaits us?
Well, what can you say? They did it again. Every single time we count out the Los Angeles Lakers, what do? They rise to the occasion, and they do what they need to do on the back of one Mr. LeBron. One Mr. LeBron F. James.
LeBron
and the Lakers in Los Angeles. They are the 7th seed. Now, this was a hotly contested game. Like, New Orleans came to play despite the fact that the Lakers won the season series. As quietly as it's kept, they did. And, you know, credit to the Pelicans, they brought it. Now, did they have a better regular season record than the Lakers? Sure. Absolutely. Did they have a better home record than the Lakers? Sure. Absolutely. But it's that one game on the line, do or die, who would you rather have? And it's still LeBron James leading his team in scoring, right? 10 of 10 from the free throw line. Not a great shooting day whatsoever, right? 6 of 20 from the field, 1 of 5 from 3, 9 boards, 9 assists, almost very close to a triple-double, but it's that indomitable will. Now, look at the other game last night. The Warriors, man, you cannot feel good about the Warriors' future after last night, right? Klay Thompson shooting bricks. Absolute friggin' bricks. He's a free agent. He probably cost himself money. I was like, nah, dude, we're not paying you. Like, no, take the veteran minimum, take the discount. But the Kings also were missing Malik Monk. They were missing Kevin Huerter. They're down. You know, they were depleted. And now the Kings face the Pelicans for the chance, for the wonderful chance to take on the number one seed, the Thunder, the Oklahoma City Thunder.
The Thunder.
Absolutely. And they're gonna get fucked up.
Rolled.
Whoever it is, Kings or Pelicans, be prepared to get fucked up in the first round. Plain and simple. The Lakers, they were accused of trying to get away from the Nuggets, right? Lo and behold, who are they playing? So, there's that. So, good for you guys. Like, Darvin Ham went ham last night with the allegations that, you know, that somehow they were trying to manipulate their schedule. And then fast forward to tonight, like, I don't know what is going on with Joel Embiid. I don't know how healthy he is. The second to last game of the season, he went out for a little bit. He was a little balky. He missed a significant amount of time. You know, it's not the best of looks. And we're going to get to him later because he's going to be on the U.S. men's national team. So, you know, if I'm Grant Hill, I'm sweating a little bit. Like, what am I, you know, how healthy is this guy? Yes, he's going to have a little time, hopefully. He's going to have a little time to rest. Because if he doesn't have time to rest and the Sixers make a deep playoff run, like, that's going to be a major issue for them. But, I mean, I have no buys. No buys on Chicago and none. No buys whatsoever on Chicago and Atlanta.
Trash.
I don't care. You know, whoever loses this game to between the Heat and the Sixers, it's a fait accompli. It's a walkover. So, all in all, like, yes, this has proven to be a success. This year, attendance is fantastic. The play-in tournament is proving to be a success. The in-season tournament, depending on what metrics you look at, was a success. So, overall, the NBA is kind of, like, hitting the right, you know, hitting the right buttons. They're pressing the right buttons right now, but I can't get interested in this playing game. I mean, it might as well be, like, the University of Miami versus DePaul in March Madness.
Ooh.
Right, exactly. Ooh. You know, or it's, you know, Duquesne, you know? I just can't get into it, man. As much as you want to sell me on the fact that these are the playoffs, you know, like Isaiah Thomas, welcome to the playoffs. The playoffs don't start until these also-rans are run out the gym.
So for me, you know, Zion was playing really well last night, and he had it going on against LeBron and company. He was dropping 40, and then what happens, man? Dude gets hurt, and it's just been his story. It's just like, you know,
you heard that before.
He's got Sean Kemp type abilities, but man, he can't figure it out. He can't stay healthy. And this was the whole talk about when he came out. He's just too big. He's a big dude. In regard to the 76ers and the Heat, I mean, it's a good series, but why we got to get this as a play-in, man? This is the problem. True. Like, this is a play-in game where Jimmy Butler is going to, you know, average 27, 30 points, and Embiid's just coming off of being hurt all season. And we get this now in the first round? I mean, just...
Well, we talked about this when Embiid first went down, right? If you're Nick Nurse and if you're the 76ers, what do? Pop quiz, hot shot. Your star player is out. You don't know how long he's going to be out. You don't know what percentage he's going to be when he gets back. Do you play for the playoffs or do you just let it go, have him rest up and get ready for next year? Clearly, they're still trying. They still tried because they're in, mm-hmm. right? So, like... I guess it's a results-driven scenario. Like, if they win, they're validated that they made the right decision, right? If they lose, they're gonna get second-guessed.
It's just a poor makeup and it's a poor product. And I think we're gonna talk about, you know, the NBA attendance later on. But I mean, we're rewarding mediocrity, right?
Yeah.
Embiid misses all those games and his team still has a chance to make it to the playoffs. What was the point of those 20 games? And the same thing goes for the Chicago Bulls and the Atlanta Hawks are under 500 and they're still going to make the playoffs? Shit, man. Just let everybody make the playoffs. What are we even stopping at 8 for? Everybody makes the playoffs. It's trash, man. You're going to charge playoff pricing. Like, you're to go see the Boston Celtics play 1-8 to play a team under 500.
Right.
That's competitive basketball. The Bulls have a chance. The Hawks got a chance. I'm going to watch
because
that
one time, Nuggets knocked off the Mavericks, and one time, Giannis and the Bucks got knocked out. Right?
Right. And then the Warriors beat Dallas, right?
Yes. So three times. Like, we created this whole scenario for three times. Three goddamn times.
Three. Yeah, and the other thing is like, I mean, I've talked about it on this podcast every year. Why does this need to be a 7-game series? Just make the first round a 5-game series and just get this over with. Like, I don't really start watching NBA basketball until, like, the second or third round.
Yeah.
Oh, surprise, surprise. Chris Bryant's going back to the disabled list. Shocker.
Wow. So what? Heart? Back?
Back.
Integrity? Back. Like what?
Back. Feelings.
Yeah, it's that wallet. It's that wallet. You know, it's too heavy.
But, you know, it's garbage. To me, it's garbage. It's a poor product. But they don't care. They don't care, and they'll point to attendance being up, and they'll point to, you know, their stars. They're arguably the best, one of the best players in history is in a play-in game.
Yeah,
great job, Adam Silver.
I mean, you have a very talented, right? You have a very talented depth of player in this, right? In the beginning, yeah, you wanted that to kind of sell the format. Now, you know, I don't want to see Steph in a play-in game. I don't want to see LeBron in a play-in game. I mean, Zion, fine. Zion, it's a proving ground for him. Like, Zion has not done jack shit. So, awesome.
Well, like, yeah, that would be great for him. We talked about it. We might as well just jump into it. The NBA, like, you know, they're gearing up for their playoffs, and they shared some interesting news about their regular season. And apparently, attendance rose 1.6%. And the league broke the record for sold-out games with 872 sellouts. So, is that a big deal, little deal, or no deal?
We're really talking about 1.6%. It's a modicum of increase. Yes, it's an increase, but at the same time, it's 1.6%. It's not like it's 10%. It's not like it's 16%. It's not like it's 25%. It's not like they're coming out of a lockout, right? And they need asses in seats. Like, The play-in tournament gooses things a little bit. The in-season tournament gooses things a little bit. And, like, I still don't like the product. It doesn't change the fact that you don't have a great product. You know, it's a very skilled product, right? It's like a trick.
I think
it's like a trick competition.
I think part of the reason why attendance was up is, like you said, it's the play-in tournament,
mm-hmm.
right? But I also think it has to do with bad teams being good again, right? Like, the Wolves are good this year, so they're drawing a bigger crowd. Milwaukee got Dame Lillard. That's drawing more people. Sacramento was competitive again. You're getting more people there. You know, I'm not going to point my finger at this new policy of players got to play a certain amount of games and there aren't so many players sitting out. I think it just comes down to, you know, you had some more people who went to games this year. I don't think you got any new viewers. I don't think the product grew.
Yeah.
I think it's, you know, and then the other thing you got to ask yourself is, okay, Steph Curry, 38, 37, he's on his way out. Zion's hurt all the time. LeBron maybe has a year or two left. So who's the next set of superstar that's going to be the face of this league? Is it Anthony Edwards in Minnesota? Like, is it Joel Embiid, who been saying this for years, hits the ground way too much for a big man? Mm-hmm. And can he really sustain himself? Like, you know, I don't think the NBA realizes that they're going to have a problem within the next 5 years because they don't have a superstar to carry their brand, right? They don't have a guy where everywhere he goes, you know who he is,
right?
You know? And how's your attendance going to look then? You know, because when Anthony Edwards comes to play the Knicks, am I running to the Garden to watch Anthony Edwards play the Knicks? I don't really think so.
I would like the NBA to release a cross-reference set of numbers between the boost in attendance and the boost in San Antonio Spurs home and road games. Because we're going out to see Wemby. Like, if their bank, they put their eggs in the Wemby basket, they put their eggs in the Anthony Edwards basket, like you said, Tyrese Halliburton, like, he's a stud, you know, and he's got, you know, he's got charisma, right? He's got personality. You want to go see him. In terms of, you know,
but I don't know if he's an elite basketball player. He's not an elite talent. Like, I'm not gonna drive to Cleveland, Ohio to see Tyrese Halliburton play.
All right. You're not gonna go see Donovan Mitchell either.
I'm not gonna fly to Atlanta to watch, you know,
Trae Young
or even, gotta be honest, Jimmy Butler. The only person that you could say is really maybe is a draw is Luka Doncic. Is he ready to be that guy? Is he ready to be a superstar on that level? Kevin Durant, I mean, they limped into the playoffs. That team is not that good.
No, definitely not. I mean, if you're selling a young guy on that team, Devin Booker, but...
And the NHL attendance was up this year, too.
Yeah.
And this could just be also a result of, you know, still trying to bounce back from COVID, I think. You know, there are more company tickets out there. There are more people that are going to games.
Yeah.
But I don't think the NBA picked up any new viewership this year. You're basically watching the NBA because you always watch the NBA. And maybe you got fortunate enough where you attended more games this year. But I find it hard to believe that they picked up anybody new.
Right, and that's because, I mean, you have sold your product as a star-driven league, and like you mentioned, like, Curry's going to go eventually. LeBron's going to go... Shit, last week we talked about LeBron and Bronny for one final ride. You know, Jimmy Butler's getting up there. Giannis got hurt again. Embiid is hurt. You tried to put your eggs in the Zion basket. That didn't work. So, like... Who are you seeing? Who are you projecting down the road? You know, I mean, this also has to do...
Hawk just pitched a complete game.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's impressive. So,
good for him. But you're looking at this and it's like, this is what happens when you sell the player above the team. The team will always be there unless it moves or it folds. Right? Like, that's, you know, the wise saying of what Mr. Jerry Seinfeld, you root for the laundry, right? The laundry will be there. Players won't always do that. Like, loyalty gets tested. You know, free agency is a thing. Players get traded. It's a business. But
business.
It is a business.
Business.
And at the end of the day, business is slightly trending upward. Same thing for the NHL, but you have outstanding individual performances like Connor McDavid with 100 plus assists. Like, that's pretty impressive. You know, Artemi Panarin with 49 goals and the Rangers with 55 wins taking home the President's Trophy. As much as I'm scared about that, because the last team that
really work out well.
No, that 2013 Chicago Blackhawks coming out of a lockout. But the saving grace is the year the Rangers won the cup. They won the President's Trophy. So I'm hanging on to that, man. I'm just going to hang on to that. But yeah, the NBA is starting to lose its star power. Like, they're becoming the aging veterans. They're becoming the gunslingers on these Olympic teams. Like, they're the guys who are hanging on for one last ride. Right? The Durants of the world and the Currys of the world. Like, they're going to hold on as long as they can now. And, you know, Grant Hill and Steve Kerr, like, how long are you willing to do that? Are you willing to wait another 4 years? Like, what's the plan? Adam Silver, what's the plan? Like, you got some budding stars in smaller markets. Phase two. What is it? Because I can't see it.
No, I don't see it either. And I think I'm curious to see where the NBA goes next year. If it rises again, stays flat. I don't know, Z. I mean, if you're Adam Silver, are you like doing a backflip over that number? Are you like, yeah, 1.6%? God,
after
gosh,
all
like,
the excitement like, coming out of the. Yeah,
is that what you forecasted? Did you guys sit down prior to the season and like, okay, our goal is to grow between 1% and 2%. Like, is that what you're coming out of this meeting? Is that what you're forecasting? I would think that your goal would be to increase from 3% to 5%.
Yeah.
And again, I think it is impressive that they did have more sellouts, but who was buying those tickets?
That's right. Who could afford those tickets?
100%. Right. Who could afford those tickets? Who bought those tickets? And, you know, because don't be, you know, the NBA buys tickets. The NBA buys tickets and gives them out, too.
Oh, yeah. You definitely have some paper crowds here. But, you know, I wonder if you inject a little bit of truth serum into Adam Silver, if he's secretly disappointed in the fact that the momentum from the in-season tournament only registered about 1.6%. Now, will the novelty wear off next year? Like, we've seen it now. It hasn't for the play-in, because we've gotten our mix of young players, we got our mix of veterans, and we got the whole bubble situation. People were just so desperate for entertainment. I mean, shit. Like, my eyes were glued to empty arena hockey, empty arena basketball, like everybody else. Like, it was a sociology experiment, and it seemed to work out very well. Like, I want to see what happens next year. I want to see who takes the play-in tournament seriously. I want to see it, because, you know, we were critical of it, especially the purse money. So, I mean, we will see where that goes. And speaking of we'll see where that goes, we're about 100 days out before the Olympic Games in Paris. And Team USA's men's basketball roster is set. Grant Hill, who is the GM of the team, said, "Why wait? When you're this excited and the team is this good, why wait?" So, barring any injury or, you know, 11 of the 12 players that have been decided on were Steph, LeBron, AD, Durant, Booker, Jason Tatum, like, guys you would expect. Jrue Holiday, Anthony Edwards, Joel Embiid, Tyrese.
Yeah, let it out.
Tyrese Haliburton, Bam Adebayo, and we put up that poll on our X account at FadeRouteDNZ, and we polled you guys, and you made your voice heard that you wanted Jimmy Butler. You didn't want Jimmy Butler, actually. It's a 0%. It was weird. It was very weird. You wanted Kawhi Leonard. Well, guess what? You got Kawhi Leonard. So, yeah. Kudos to you. It was open. Now it's closed. So, what do you think? Grant Hill is very high on this roster. Steve Kerr is very high on this roster. Is D high on this roster?
Yeah, I think you got it right. You know, you don't want Draymond there. Draymond could start a war against another country acts during games.
Oh my God.
You know, you don't need the guard. Like, I would say Kyrie Irving would have been a guy I would have liked. I thought deserved it. He had a really good year. But you don't need the guard play. You know, Kawhi's a superstar. Let's be real. Like, he really is. The only thing for him is I think he could use the summer off. So yeah. I'm surprised he was willing to take it. But yeah, I was fine with it. Jimmy Butler would have been my choice, though, if they didn't want to go with Kawhi. But I think they're set up for success.
Well, do you know who the leading American scorer was in the NBA this year?
Not Haliburton, was it?
No.
Oh, who was it?
Jalen Brunson.
Wow.
So that would have been a very interesting move, because you have Anthony Edwards, you have Devin Booker. I would argue those two guys are better served as twos, right? If you're going to play them, you play them off the ball with Jrue Holiday, because Jrue Holiday is your lockdown point guard, right? Jrue Holiday is an elite level defender. Jalen Brunson, like, is he as dynamic as Kyrie Irving? Probably not, but Jalen Brunson is a very good and very deserving player. Now, you're looking at this roster, like, it's very sexy. It's sexy, you know? We're leading the Olympics in sexy. I'm concerned with Joel Embiid's health. I'm concerned with Kawhi Leonard's health. I'm concerned with LeBron's health. Like, you lose those three guys, what do you do? Anthony Davis is on this roster. That doesn't inspire anything. Yeah, you have Bam Adebayo, but if, you know, who's coming in if Bam Adebayo gets in foul trouble? Right? So, I'm less than enthused. Like, I'm, in terms of star caliber, A+. In terms of roster construction, I think it's a B. To be perfectly honest, I think it's a B. I think you need more defense, despite what Grant Hill said and what Steve Kerr said. I think you need more defense. I think you need more dynamism. I think you have the players are a little long in the tooth. And, like, to me, you're playing in the bronze medal game with this roster.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I think you have to have Embiid, right? Because you need him against Jokic. You need him against Rudy Gobert. So you do need that kind of height and that kind of forward.
You need a big dude, totally.
You need Anthony Davis there, and they're certainly worthy of being there. And Kawhi is an elite defender if he's healthy.
That's so, a trick.
Yeah, no, I don't think they're a bronze. I wouldn't give them a B. I'd give them an A- maybe. But you know, I think I don't get the Halliburton thing, honestly. I'm not really jazzed about his game. Not really overly impressed with him. But, I mean, Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, LeBron James, I mean, those guys can play. Yeah, those guys can play. They're not going to have a problem. And you know what? All these guys want to be here, too, which is good. Like, they all want to win. Like, you don't got guys that are being forced into doing this. You don't guys got bad-mouthing this on the side. They want to play together. They want to win. And it should be an exciting championship.
So you're painting them in as gold medal or bust? Like, what is your projection for this?
Yeah, gold medal. They better win the gold medal. I mean, you're pros. I know everybody else is a pro now, too. But, I mean, you have LeBron James. You have Kevin Durant. You have Devin Booker. Like, you've got past stars, future stars, current stars. You've got height. You've got shooting. You've got defense. I mean, the defense on here, come on. With Embiid and Holiday and Kawhi, that's defense, man. That's elite level defense.
You said it before. The three magic words. You said it before. If they're healthy.
Yeah.
If they're healthy. Like, Kawhi Leonard, that scares the shit out of me. Like, you have to be kind of trepidatious about that. What we got?
No, I'm just watching the Sixer game.
Okay. Thought something major happened with the Sixers. Maybe not. So that's okay. Nothing has happened major for the Sixers in a while, so that's okay. We kick because we love. I'm concerned about Kawhi. I'm concerned about Embiid. You said it. He's a flopper.
Like, he hits the ground way too much. I don't know if he does that. I don't know if he does that in Olympic play, though. I hope he doesn't. It's just embarrassing. He's just so large.
And you're not getting, you know, you're getting the best shot from teams with NBA talent. You know, you're not getting, you know, Trinidad Tobago. You know, you're not getting, you know, teams
Mexico.
I think you're not going to get the Hernan Gomez's. Like, you know, you're going to get a representative fight. I mean, Canada. Like, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, RJ Barrett. Like, you have players.
Canada can play. France can play, too.
Yeah. Now, if Zach Edey wants to, Zach Edey's from Toronto. Maybe they want to take Zach Edey and give him a little taste of the pros. So, they have options. Like, Canada could be a formidable opponent.
Canada.
Our home and native land.
Our home and native land. But,
I don't know. I think it's just... like everything, when we're talking about USA men's basketball, like, the pressure is high, the expectations are high, and if they win the silver medal, right? Or if they win the bronze medal. Like, come on. Or if, God forbid, if they don't medal, right? We're going to have Redeem Team 2.0?
Yikes.
Redeem
but
Team 3.0?
But I don't even know. Who would you bring in to replace that, this team? Like, who? What better players are you bringing in? Like, I don't even know. Like,
we had to... Joel Embiid had to change citizenship. Right? He had to become an American citizen. Right? He was from Cameroon. So he would have... He had to change citizenship to be eligible for this. Who's doing that? Giannis? Who's going to do that? Like, come on now. So, I don't know. I don't see it. It better break perfectly. Because if it doesn't break perfectly, God help them all.
Are you in need of air care maintenance or service? I have the company for you. Air Care Technicians. They service the Westchester and Northern Bronx area and can help you with all your heating and cooling maintenance and service needs. Just give them a call at 914-315-1547. Again, that's 914-315-1547. Or shoot them an email at aircaretechnicians@gmail.com. These guys are the real deal as they are veteran-owned, licensed, and insured. Make sure to tell them that D&Z sent you.
Stepanak standout. Boogie Fland has decommitted from Kentucky due to John Calipari's move to Arkansas. Fland is the fourth player to decommit. Where should Boogie Fland play next season?
19.3 points per game, 3.6 assists per game, 6.6 rebounds per game, 2.4 steals per game, 0.8 blocks per game. All right. Good score. You know, assists, you want that higher for a point guard. You would definitely want that a little bit higher for the point guard. If Boogie Fland has aspirations of playing in the pros, then he should absolutely go to a team that has a coach that is laser focused on getting him to the pros. And John Calipari is one of those guys. You absolutely can't question his track record in terms of players in the league. You can question his methods, right? You can question the style of basketball he plays, but you can't question the fact that he is single-minded in his goal to get your son into the NBA. And he goes to Arkansas. Boogie Fland goes to Arkansas. He's got that Walmart money, right? He's got that Jerry Jones money. He's got some deep pockets for that NIL. And that can compete with any team in the country. So, like, if this kid is that good, he can have his pick, right? John Shire and Duke would be a fine choice. You know, you want to stay clear of Tony Bennett. You definitely want to go to, Virginia. Alabama would be interesting.
Well, Alabama was one of the teams that offered him a full scholarship and a position on the team. And there was one other team that did.
Alabama went to the Final Four. Like, come on now.
I want to say Clemson was the other team.
Clemson was a sixth seed. They were making a Cinderella run in the tournament. So, you know, those would be fine options for Mr. Fland. You absolutely, you know, have the pick of the litter, right?
So if you're Fland's father, what are you doing? Who are you calling?
I'm calling.
You're calling John?
My first call is John Calipari.
Recruited this kid. You wanted this kid. He's willing to go to Arkansas.
My second call is Rick Pitino.
Yes, that's what I was waiting for.
And then my third call is Mark Pope. So I get Kentucky, I get Louisville, and I get Arkansas in a dick measuring contest. Who's going to pay me the most money, motherfucker?
Nah, the Kentucky thing is done. He ain't going to Kentucky. But
you don't think it's just a leverage move to get more money? You don't think he's like a Scott Boras type move?
Nah, I think he wants to go play with an established coach, which is smart. But I mean, come on, dude. You have the chance. You are to play in Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
Point guard,
come on, man. Coming out of New York City for Rick Pitino.
And they just signed the home and home with Kentucky, so you can still play in Rupp Arena.
You would be foolish not to go and consider St. John's University. If you're a college, if you're a basketball player and you're a point guard or a guard, there is no better place to play than Madison Square Garden, the world's most famous arena. That's where you go play college basketball. And if not, at least stay in the Big East. I mean, try to get into Marquette. Try to play for even Villanova. I know Creighton. Well, Creighton, you want to go to – it was in Oklahoma. You want to go to Oklahoma?
I think it's in the Midwest. Like, yeah. Creighton's definitely in the Midwest, but they're perennial –
you
a perennial tournament.
Is that where you want to go? I don't know if you want to go there. Yeah, Omaha. It's in Omaha.
It's in Nebraska. Okay.
We don't want to go to Nebraska, man.
No offense to the fine people of Nebraska. It ain't New York. Sorry.
Right.
It's not even White Plains.
Yeah, I mean, my first call is to Pitino. That's where I'm. That's, if I'm his father, that's where I want him to go. Plus, he's close to home. You can dorm there. You can go back and forth. When you want to come home, you can come home. It's easy. There's no flight. It's pretty simple. Then my next call would be to Alabama because they just got to the Final Four. They had offered him a full scholarship. You know, is this still viable? We'd be interested.
You sure right. about that? We can still kick it up. What about Houston? What about, you know, Kelvin Sampson does have experience and high levels. He does have NBA experience. Like, I mean, Houston is a perennial top-tier NCAA men's team. Would that be something that would interest you?
I know,
and on top of that, your NIL is tax-free.
I don't know. I might sound weird, but I don't know if he's – I don't know if he's that good to go play in Texas and make an impact. Like, I feel like when you're a guard, you want to stick to, like, the coastline. You want to be East Coast, West Coast.
Yeah.
Like, almost like you'd consider playing for, like, Oregon or UCLA. Then you would, you know, consider playing for Texas. I don't know. It sounds weird, but I'd even consider maybe playing for Florida.
Interesting.
Florida State. I'm not sure if I'm going to Texas to play basketball. Durant played basketball for Texas, and he couldn't even win there. For crying out loud.
That's very true. Like, he definitely.
No, I'm definitely not playing for fucking Tony Bennett in Virginia. We don't fucking score.
What about Shire? What about Duke?
I'm not a Dukie. I mean, I feel like they've already decided who they want on their team and what their team's gonna look like. I think Duke and North Carolina do that.
Yeah.
It's not really in the realm of possibility.
6'3", 175. He's got some size to him. Like, that's, you know, if he puts a little bit more muscle on.
Yeah, he could bang. He could bang. He's a big dude.
So, no. I mean, he's definitely got the ability to grow, literally and potentially. So, like, that is fine by that. But, you know, it's a boom for Stepanek. That's for damn sure. Usually, like, you're not talking about the Crusaders.
They had a kid a couple of years ago that went to Duke. And played well. I forget his name, but he was a forward.
Yeah.
Big dude.
You got... I mean, they're really... Like, what is their claim to fame? Like, their most famous athlete is BJ Surhoff. And that was in, like, the 70s. So...
He went to Stepanek?
He went to Stepanek. Yeah. BJ Surhoff and famous alumni Alan Alda. So you have those guys.
For some reason, I forgot that BJ Surhoff played third base.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why. How did I forget that?
Didn't he play third base for the Braves when Chipper was out?
I don't know, but I thought he
played left field for you guys.
I thought he was an outfielder. That's how I remember BJ Surhoff.
He caught, he played the outfield, and he played third base.
He did catch. That's right. I forgot about that. That's impressive.
Yeah. He was on the brew crew. So he's definitely, like, Stepanek has had its fair share of athletes, and Boogie Flan could definitely be another one of those guys.
Step outside of your safe area and make a statement without saying much with FCK Clout Lifestyle Apparel. Embrace the colorful chaos and stay emotionally regulated in their hoodies, snapbacks, graphic tees, accessories, and more. Season 3 merch is up now. Get it while you can. Go to fckclout.com and get all of your needs from men and women. That's fckclout.com.
Earlier in the show, we discussed the NBA playoffs, but the Stanley Cup playoffs are about to start as well.
Yeah.
You know, we're still, I think, actually, all the teams are set.
Everybody's, we are good. Yeah.
Everybody's good to go here. So who do you see in the Western Conference Finals? Who do you see in the Eastern Conference Finals?
What I hope.
So it's okay to be a homer.
What I hope. Right? The New York Rangers had the President's Trophy. They won 55 games, 30 years, right? The stars are aligning. And yeah, I get it. Fuck the rags. Da, 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 da. Well, you hate us because you ain't us. So keep on doing that. We live rent-free in your head as Ranger fans. So you take more delight in eliminating the Rangers than the Rangers do defeating your team. So take that for what it's worth.
They definitely got to take care of business in this yes. first round with the Capitals. Just they get cannot, it over with quick.
They cannot let Tom Wilson make a run at Zibanejad, Panarin, Kreider. You cannot have that. But you also, if you're Peter Laviolette, you cannot have Matt Rempe on the ice. Because this kid will get suspended for the playoffs in game one.
Their point differential is awful. So
they really just got to take care of business. -37.
Yeah.
So how the fuck do you do that?
Like, you gotta take care of business.
It's a special kind of bad, you know. Like,
yeah.
You gotta. Again, it's. I'm scared of the Hurricanes. Like, the Hurricanes play tough. They play hard. They have the answer for a lot of what the Rangers do. The Panthers have size. They have grit. They have speed. The Bruins are the Bruins. I'm not scared of the Leafs. I'm sorry. Like, I know that's a, you know, you don't want to put that out there, but, like, how many times do we need to see the Toronto Maple Leafs? how many times do we need, I'm doing a Toronto Maple Leafs right now. Like, how many times do we need to see that? So at the Eastern Conference, I mean, it's got to be the Rangers, man. Like, for this Cinderella, because the expectations were so low. You know, remember that beginning of the year. New coach. What are you going to get out of these guys? Hot start. Oh, it'll never last. They're too young. And next thing you know, 55 wins. How about
boom.
That? And, you know, like, I'm hoping for Rangers-Bruins. I would love to see it. I'd love to see it. You would love to see it. But, you know, that would be a great conference final. And for, you know, I want to see the Canucks. You know, the Canucks, they're young, they're talented. That would be very interesting. And wouldn't it be something if you had the stars align and you had a rematch 30 years in the making? Like, could you imagine that? That would be awesome. That being said, the Dallas Stars are a fantastic team. You can't count out the Avalanche. The Winnipeg Jets are tough. Right, so I'm probably going to go chalk in the Western Conference. Stars Canucks. And I'm going to go Rangers Bruins. And then 30 years in the making, they'll rematch Rangers Canucks. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Hurricanes are a problem.
Always.
And I think the Panthers are very good. So, I mean, I would chalk it up. I would have the Rangers and the Hurricanes on the top of my list in the East. So I'm going chalk in the East. And in the West, I don't know, man. I feel like Dallas is still a problem. I think they're very good. And I don't know. I think the Oilers could get lucky. I do. I think they could go on a run. Yeah, so I got Dallas. And I got the Oilers. I mean, they've got, you know, two of the best scorers in the league. I've got to imagine they're gonna get out of the first round. They just got a tough draw. They're you know, they're lining up against what, the Avalanche, right? So that's a tough draw. But I think they're gonna get luck. Eventually, things are gonna click for the Oilers, and eventually, things are gonna click for the Maple Leafs. And it's just a matter of time.
Will we be alive when that happens? Come on. Like, we've been waiting We've been waiting for so long.
For a win or for like getting to the championship? Winning the championship or getting to the championship?
Either. I mean,
I think in our lifetime we'll see the Maple Leafs get to the championship. I don't know if we'll see them win it. And the Oilers, I think we'll see them win. I mean, Gretzky won. He's got to win. He's just as good, if not better.
Connor McDavid is very good, right? He is, absolutely. You can't argue the fact that he is a stud, right? The problem is he making everybody else around him better? Like, he's great at... He's accumulating stats. When it comes crunch time, where do they go?
Can we talk about the Penguins not making the playoffs for the second year in a row?
Yeah. Can we talk?
I had that. I said they needed to break that team up. And they decided to re-sign Letang, bring back Malkin, and bring back Crosby. Just like the fucking Golden State Warriors. Same bullshit. You bring him, their time is up. It's over.
Now,
and I love Letang. He's one of my favorite players.
The problem with Chris Letang, he's old. Like, he's old, he's beat up. Like, it's time.
Same thing with Lightning. The difference between the Lightning and the Penguins is the Lightning have probably the best goalie in the NHL. Would you agree?
One of.
And Kucherov. Is a playmaker. Like, he's just a playmaker. The dude makes plays.
How are they going to circumvent the cap again this year to get another one? Like, that's the question. But, you know, the Tampa Bay Lightning are different in that they have the pelts on the wall. They built a core, and they started to shed that core so that they can revitalize.
They're different from the Penguins.
Yeah.
Well, the Penguins, the time just passed.
Right, but they were too late. Like, yeah. You know, Bill Belichick always used to say, better a year early than a year late. And they were a few years late. You know, they traded Gensel.
Speaking of Bill Belichick, who can't get a job.
Oh, my God.
Going on the Pat McAfee broadcast.
And apparently poisoning the well. Like, Bob Kraft, do you hear this stuff? Like, don't trust him. Do not trust him. I don't know. But you can't trust. In my opinion, history is on our side here. We cannot trust this vintage of Edmonton, and we can't trust this vintage of Toronto. Like, as much as we want to see it, you know, it's just not there, man.
Well, Toronto has the score, right? I mean,
Austin Matthews. Yeah, he has Austin Matthews, for sure.
He's legit. I mean, he can score, but if there's anybody who needs help, he's a guy that needs help, you know. He's not getting a lot of help.
Right. Marner, Nylander, these guys don't move the needle when it matters most. Now, you know, same deal in Edmonton. Like, the other guys around Draisaitl, the other guys around McDavid, when crunch time comes, they disappear. And that's a problem. You know, they can be, you know, it's exactly what we talked about last week with Caitlin Clark. Yes, I'm comparing Connor McDavid to Caitlin Clark. Let him get his. We're going to get ours, and we're going to get more. Like, that's the plan. Like, that is the plan. And, I mean, look at perfect example. The Lightning just hung six on the Maple Leafs tonight. So,
bitches.
Yeah.
But I've seen teams hang six on the Lightning, though, so.
We've seen teams hang six on the Rangers. Like, we've seen these guys. We've seen the best, and we've seen the worst of all of these guys. And I gotta say, like, if they stay healthy, I gotta like the Rangers. Like, you gotta like the Rangers because they're deep, they're talented, they're tested. You know, and there was a little bit of shade thrown at them by Tony Rialli, of all people. Forgetting the fact that the Rangers represented the Eastern Conference in the Stanley Cup Finals in 2015. So, you know, Steph boy, a little clean up on aisle U. So
Kings lost to the Kings.
Yeah. So they lost
Jonathan
to the Kings.
Quick, yeah. Who's on the Rangers now?
Who's the Rangers backup and just got signed to an extension. So it's going to be a wild ride, man. So buckle up and get ready to go back in that time machine, because you have the Knicks in the playoffs. The Knicks are good. The Rangers in the playoffs. The Rangers are good. We're talking about OJ again. The Yankees are good. Like, we're going back. Get in the DeLorean. We are going back to 1994, people.
We are back.
back in time.
You can't help but smile when you see a balloon. The simplest occasion is a party. Westchester Pop Stars, located in New Rochelle, New York, offers balloon styling and decor for all life's events. Birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, showers, school and corporate events, store openings, or just because. Westchester Pop Stars takes balloons and shapes them into works of art, creating decorative installations for your special occasions. No event is too big or too small, and their custom personalization service is top notch. Westchester Pop Stars is a private studio, quickly expanding. In-person consultation is by appointment only. Send an email to westchesterpopstars@gmail.com for more information or to schedule an appointment. No need to hire an event stylist. All you need is balloons. Currently servicing Westchester, Putnam, New York City, and Connecticut. To find Westchester Pop Stars, search for them on Instagram, Facebook, or Google.
Bullshit or no shit, we're going to debate this week's most controversial sports topics right now. All right, boys and girls, we have a statement, and it's either bullshit or no shit. Bullshit or no shit, number one. The New York Yankees should trade Gleyber Torres.
I don't know if there's a market for him. I think the market for him was like 2 years ago. They could have really gotten some good stuff. If you're going to trade him now, what are you looking to get? A reliever? A middle reliever? Is that what you're looking for? Ooh. Oh, jeez. You know, he's just very – his fielding – you know, he just, like, loses focus. Like, his fielding is, like, whatever. And what he's like – he bats 275. I think he had, like, 20 home runs last year, 75 RBI, something like that. I mean, So I'd say no shit. They should trade him. I just don't know what the market is for him right now.
The way he's hitting right now, you're looking at 206, 321 – OP on base percentage, 235 slugging, so an OPS of 556, two ribbies, three steals. Ugh. And just the mental lapses in the field. And this isn't the first time that the Yankees have had to go through this, right? There have been mental lapses on the bases. There have been mental lapses in the field. And you have to wonder, what's the market? You're absolutely right. Like, who is going to pay for this? And what are you getting back? Now, what gives him a little bit of wiggle room is that LeMahieu is still out. You have Pereira still out. And Birdie still out. Right? He just went on the IL, actually. So, your depth in the infield... Your depth in the infield is being tested right now. Like, you have Oswaldo Cabrera.
Who's playing he's phenomenal.
Doing great. He's doing great. Oswaldo Cabrera is doing great. He's
playing phenomenal.
He's proving that he's deserving of a starting job. At least for now. Volpe, doing great.
Yep.
Rizzo, you want to get him going. You want to get him going. Because now, that's starting to infect his defense. He made an error today. The Yankees were able to overcome it. But, you know, the lack of offense, you can see them pressing, right? You can see them kind of squeezing it a little too tight, you know? And that translates to the field. It absolutely translates to the field. So you go into slumps at the plate. You go into slumps on the mound. You go into slumps in the field. So there's no market right now. Maybe if he gets hot, you explore it. But right now, I think you got to ride it out. Maybe you give him a break, you know? Like, yeah. You just sit him for a day or two and just kind of, like, clear your head. You know, don't worry about your defense. So, you know, just go take some extra ground balls, take some extra infield, work on it with Luis Rojas, and, you know, maybe, just maybe, you can build your stock back up to where the Yankees won't even consider trading you, right? Because the bat plays when it's hot. You can argue it's kind of like the Lindor situation, except Lindor is paid way more money. Like, you have a guy getting off to a bad offensive start. The only thing is that Lindor is not carrying it into the field. He's still doing a pretty bang-up job defensively. So that's the slight difference between the two. But I think the best thing to do is give him blow and then kind of go from
there. Offer to give him blow?
No. No, you give
him... Best thing to do is get this guy some blow. That'll get him going.
Absolutely.
They used to do it in the 70s.
You get the heart rate going. You get those eyes dilated.
There we go. This guy will be on his way.
The pressure situations. I mean, it won Keith Hernandez an MVP. So, there we go. It was big in Queens in the 80s. So, why not? Yeah, no, of course not. Don't do drugs, kids. Absolutely not. Don't do drugs. Bullshit or no shit, number two. You're going to miss John Sterling's home run calls. You're going to miss him on Yankee radio broadcasts.
No. Bullshit. I mean, he's a nice guy. I mean, I got nothing against him, and I'm very happy for him for everything he got to see. I mean, he got to see every Derek Jeter at bat.
Yes.
I think they said something. He called like 27% of the Yankees games. Okay. Like in the history of the franchise, which is outstanding. He, you know, he's had to work with Susan Waldman. God bless him for dealing with that crazy bitch. So, you know, I could care less. I mean, he was better than Tim McCarver. It was always funny to hear him say, "Well, that's baseball, Susan." I mean, that was really funny. But good for him. I'm just surprised that he's doing it now. Like, why? I guess he had hopes and aspirations of finishing the season, and it's just already too much for him. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
See why after a month he's like, you know what, I'm out. I'm out.
You kind of figure that, I mean, it's the same reason why that Bob Uecker doesn't travel. But he stays in Milwaukee. And I'm guessing that was proving too arduous for John Sterling as well and his health problems. Because, I mean, he's coming from Jersey, but, you know, it's still... That's a haul. You're going to Jersey. You're going back to Jersey when you're at home, but then you're on airplanes, you're in hotels, you're away from your family. Like, it's a grind. You know, it's an absolute grind. And the guy who said it best, actually, was Triple H. If you're not here to embrace the grind anymore, or if you're not here to embrace the grind, then it's time to go home. Because there are people... who are willing to embrace that grind. And Justin Shackle has already stepped in, right? Like, he initially replaced Sweeney Murdy, and now he replaced John Sterling, and now he's the radio voice of the New York Yankees. Like, Wayne Randazzo did the same thing. Like, Wayne Randazzo seamlessly moved into the radio booth with Howie Rose, and now he is the lead play-by-play for the Angels. So, you know, the guys who are ready to take the mantle are going to take the mantle. Guys like Kevin Burkhart, same idea, right? Kevin Burkhart is now like an old veteran in this business, but he started somewhere. He started in the stands with the Mets. Kind of like doing what Steve Gelbs does. He's doing puff pieces and he's doing like inning stories. And you get your start somewhere, you move on up. But the last thing you want is to have guys overstay their welcome. Again, it's better a year early than a year too late. And especially as you're getting older, I hate to even imagine that potential. But, I mean, Sterling has had such an amazing career. Like, Baltimore Bullets, Morgan State Football,
Atlanta
right? Hawks, the Islanders, you know, the New Jersey Nets. He's, you know, He's had a long and varied career, and he's going to be celebrated. You know, there are plenty of Yankee fans that's their childhood, man. Like, that is them. That's them sitting in the car with their parents, or sitting on the porch with their grandparents, or, you know, getting a little transistor radio and, you know, putting the earbuds in and sitting in the bleachers with their family. Like, that is the voice of a generation. That's the voice, you know, that's a team. Susan Waldman, at this point, like, she's been there, you know, pretty much since the beginning, you know? Like, she's been, I mean, George Steinbrenner loved her. So, and she does a good job. Like, she does X's and O's. Technically, she's a very good broadcaster. You know, she's a trailblazer. She was the first voice you heard on WFAN. So, like, that's, you know, that's big time. But I will miss him, strangely enough, as much as he can be a homer and as much as he, you know, didn't know what was going on.
Well, he's supposed to be, so that's okay.
But he's not as much of a homer if we're going to rank homers. Like, he's not Hawk Harrelson bad.
Michael K is the worst. And then he fights with people and says he isn't. It's like, Michael K, stop.
Right. But stop. It's like, you know, you can be a homer, absolutely. But you can still be a professional and be a homer. Gary Cohen is a professional. He calls the Mets out on shit all the time.
I love that, too. I love that about Gary.
Yeah. That's the best Booth in the business, because they talk shit about their team.
He's just honest about the situation, man. He
absolutely.
Sucked.
Well, not anymore. 10 out of 12, baby. Yeah, 10 out of 12.
That's right.
We hung in. We hung in long enough to see that, you and I. Like, the, you know, water's finding its level. But, I get, he's not as big of a homer as other guys. Like, Hawk Harrelson drove me up a damn wall. Like, he gone, and one more for the good guys. Like, you're not Scott Hall. You're not taking a survey, bro. We say hey yo, not you. We say hey yo. So, you know, John Sterling will be missed. There's been, like, the shtick of it, the shtick of the home run celebrations, like, the every new free agent, every new acquisition. What's Sterling gonna say? Like, what's gonna Sterling gonna say? And we put it out on our X account, and we'll put it on our Instagram account too. So, Fade Route Podcast on IG, at the Fade Route DNZ on X, and drop us a line on our email, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Tell us your favorite John Sterling home run calls, and who knows, maybe, just maybe, we got a little impromptu order up here. But he'll definitely be missed by the fans that love him, and for the fans that don't love him, they'll say good riddance. But that's baseball, Susan. Favorite podcast has its own merch line now. Go to the Fade store with DNZ.com today for all your Fade Route merch needs. I'm talking tank tops, t-shirts, sweatshirts, like yoga pants, we got those too. Like some cool accessories, we got those too. And we're not done yet. We have so much more planned for you, but check out what we have today at the Fade store with DNZ.com. That's the Fade store with DNZ.com. The Fade Store presents the Alleged Superstar of the Week Award. All right, boys and girls, you know what time it is. It's time for the Alleged Superstar of the Week. You know how it goes. We put up a poll on our X account, at FadeRouteDNZ, and you vote. We also put it up on our Instagram poll at Fade Route Podcast, and you vote, and you vote, and you vote, and you vote. And the winner of said vote, it's a shout out on this here show, and the coveted ass trophy. And do you know who took home the coveted ass trophy last week, D?
I don't.
Major League Baseball beat writers.
Yeah.
Major League Baseball beat writers. You need to shine a light on Mr. Otani.
Aston, I'm talking to you.
Do it. Do
Holy,
it.
Holy, I'm talking to you.
Do not Let's protect go. Him. Do not protect him. Your credibility is going to go up in smoke. If you got something, you better be reporting it. If it's solid, you better be reporting it.
Look for it. The truth is out there, as Fox Mulder would say.
Follow the money, as Deep Throat would say. So we've had a give him a blow and Deep Throat in the same podcast. So we
give
are
him some blow.
Oh, Jesus. Clearly, I need to stop talking right
going.
Now.
Get him some blow.
So who are your nominees for the Alleged Superstar of the Week this week? D.
Oh, first up, and I mean, this is, if he doesn't win, I don't know who does. It's Klay Thompson, future Hall of Famer, elimination game, Warriors season on the line, playoff berths on the line, and you go 0 for 10 from the field and 0 for 6 from 3. You couldn't get a layup, you couldn't get a foul shot. Man, Klay, I love you, buddy, but you've got to do better than that. I hope that's not how your NBA career ends. Klay Thompson, you are my alleged superstar of the week. The next, I'm going to say the NBA with the play-in games. I get to watch the Hawks play the Bulls. Come on, for a chance to play the Celtics in the first round. Garbage. Straight garbage. NBA, you are my alleged superstar of the week. And my next one, Zion Williamson, dropping 40, giving it to LeBron and AD. You're finally coming into your own. You've got a chance to put the Pels in the playoffs on the map. And boom, hamstring out for Friday's game, which will decide the fate of your team. Zion Williamson, you are my alleged superstar of the week. What do you got, Z?
All great choices. All great choices. Let's start with Arsenal and your terrible, horrible, no good, very bad week. You got this Premier League, man. You got it. You have it in your grasp. Now, Aston Villa is better than they were last year, but you cannot lose 2-0 to Aston Villa. Then, you don't start your best players. You don't start your optimum starting 11 against Bayern Munich. Where is Gabriel Jesus? Why is he not on the pitch to start the match? Why? When asked, manager Mikel Arteta said, "I am the manager. I put out the starting 11. I decide who plays." Well, that's nice. So we know who to blame. That's awesome. Good. Thank you for the lack of ambiguity, coach. So I need to know. Boom. Right there. Mikel Arteta. You. So Arsenal, terrible, horrible, no good, very bad week. Now, you got a shot. You still have a shot. You have Wolves on Saturday. You have Chelsea on Tuesday. The Premier League is still within reach. Bad week to have a bad week. Arsenal, you are my alleged superstar of the week. Number two, Barcelona. Absolute meltdown. In the aggregate of the Champions League against Paris Saint-Germain, you absolutely had this in the bag. You had a 3-2 aggregate score. All you had to do was put up a couple goals and just take it into the corner. Instead, your coach loses his cool, your players lose their cool, the bench, right? Not just assistant number one, assistant number two. You have guys, you know, they look like extras. I don't know who the fuck these guys are. Just like getting red cards and getting kicked out. Like, who the fuck is that guy? I've never seen that guy before in my life. Who the fuck are you? Who are you? And why are you leaving? Why did you get a red card? Like, what the hell? The team takes on the character from its coach. The team keeps its cool from its manager. And Barca completely lost its cool. PSG rages past them. And that's all she wrote. PSG moves ahead on aggregate 6-4 after winning 4-1 against Barca. Barca, not a great showing. You are my alleged superstar of the week. And then last but not least, this is a full-on soccer alleged superstar. I think this may be a first. This may absolutely be a first on the fade route. Bernardo Silva, today in PKs for Man City. What was that shot? No power, directly at the keeper, in penalty kicks. I'm surprised he didn't come up to you and shake your hand afterwards. Like, that was the, that was the easiest fucking save I've ever had in my life, mate. Thank you so much. Absolutely. And no back-to-back, no trouble this year. They're still alive in the Premier League because Arsenal shit the bed and Liverpool shit the bed on over the weekend. But they're out of the Champions League, so no trouble this year for Pep and the boys. But if you're looking at a kick, if you're looking at a seminal moment, that kick just knocked the air right out of your solar plexus. That shot was just devastating. Bernardo Silva, you are my alleged superstar of the week. I think we've said our piece. Go to our X account, at FadeRobDNZ. Go to our Instagram poll, at FadeRobPodcast, and vote, and vote, and vote, and vote, and for our nominees. Just do better, boys. Just do better.
This has been The Fade Route with DNZ. Thanks for tuning in. Catch our podcast on Wednesday nights on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast. So until next time, stay faded, everyone.
Time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Rate us 5 stars, leave us a review, turn on subscription notifications, and tell your friends. Spread the word, spread it wide.